We're here today just ahead of the 2017 Commodity Classic in San Antonio, talking with Chandler Gould, CEO of NOG, the National Association of Wheat Growers. Chandler, we spoke to you a few months ago in El Reno, Oklahoma, at one of the wheat grower conferences going on there. What's been going on since we last talked?
Well, that was actually at the kind of close to the beginning of when I had been hired as the new CEO. So a lot has happened since then. We've of course been building up and getting ready for the Farm Bill. We have gone through our presidential election since then. Been working on what are we going to do now that we've pulled out of TPP. And then also on the positive side of the election, you know, where are we going to go with things like the Clean Water Rule or WOTUS being repealed and Congress being asked to put things, to put something new forth again. So, you know, between the election and the Farm Bill and some trade implications, but also some rolling back of regulations for farmers, it's kind of been a hodgepodge of good and bad, and what do we do and where do we go? So it's been a very exciting 8 months.
It sounds like it. And now has the election of President Trump, I mean, that surprised a lot of people. Did that kind of change the course you all were headed at the time? Or?
You know, I don't believe it changed any of our priorities of what we want in the Farm Bill. But what it has definitely changed is the emphasis that we are going to have to continue to put on trade. The wheat growers and NOG were extremely disappointed when President Trump pulled us out of the TPP. You know, they're estimating that that's costing agriculture approximately $4.4 billion a year in annual revenue losses. We lost two very big countries, Vietnam being one of the main markets that we were looking at in the TPP negotiations. Now, on the flip side of that, the Trump administration continues to say that they're interested in bilaterals, and this is my plea to you and the media and your listeners of the Trump administration. We as the wheat growers want to know, when are you going to announce the first bilateral, who is it going to be with, and what kind of time frame are we looking at? My experience of 17 years in Washington tells me, though, no matter how fast this bilateral runs, it's going to be four at a minimum, probably 6 years before we actually get an agreement in place. And we've still got last year's crop to get rid of. We've got this year's crop coming off. So trade is not above Farm Bill, but when you have to compare things outside of the Farm Bill, it is a top priority for us.
And obviously, are you nervous at all? He's talked about opening up NAFTA for renegotiations, and I know that Mexico is one of our largest buyers of our wheat. So how are y'all dealing with that?
You know, I think what people have forgotten is that NAFTA was very diverse for agriculture. I mean, so if you just go back to when NAFTA was originally put together, sugar didn't like it, potatoes didn't like it, tomatoes didn't like it, wheat didn't like it because of Canada, because of the Canadian Wheat Board at that time. And yes, I realized that the Canadian Wheat Board is gone. There was also issues with dairy. So I find two major concerns with renegotiating NAFTA right now. One, I don't feel assured that we're going to come out with a better deal than what we already have for wheat. And two, bringing up such a controversial trade agreement when we're trying to get all of agriculture to coalesce around a farm bill, I think is poor planning on the administration's part. President Trump has said he would support a farm bill, but we have first got to get it through Congress, meaning that we have got to get agriculture, and that means the commodities and the conservation and nutrition groups and all of us together to pass this bill to get it to his desk. And I think jamming NAFTA in between that is going to make things more difficult.
And as you said, you know, you're trying to rally up all of agriculture to come together on a farm bill. And the last time we spoke was you were talking about how you were trying to work with all these other commodity groups. Have those talks progressed? I know that they just held their first hearing on the farm bill in Kansas not too long ago. How are those talks going?
They do continue to take place and even more frequently. So I can say most of the major commodities here at Commodity Classic, so corn, soy, and wheat, Farm Bureau, here and there on things where Farmers Union and that we agree on, have continued to meet. We've got another meeting coming up as soon as Commodity Classic is over, because many of us will have come to some resolutions then, to see what we do agree on so that we can move forward and to, you know, hammer out any of our differences behind closed doors and avoid some of those problems that we saw in the 2014 Farm Bill so that we can try to speed the process up as much as possible. And we're glad that the Senate has already started with their hearings and are looking forward to the House planning theirs.
Now, we're standing just outside the doors where your domestic trade policy meeting is about to happen. What are y'all going to be talking about, and what do you expect to come out of this meeting?
Well, we're going to be putting our Farm Bill principles into order and into priority order of, you know, what do we want the safety net to look like? Where will crop insurance rank, which I'm guessing will still rank very high? You know, what tweaks, if any, do we want to ARC? Do we want to increase the PLC price? That kind of information is going to come out of this meeting, but will be held confidential, of course, until the appropriate time to release it and use it as we move forward in the Farm Bill. But this is a very important meeting that puts the blueprint down, especially for those of us in Washington representing the wheat growers, so that we know when and how and what to negotiate on and where we have some push and give, so that we can represent our growers the best we can in bringing this Farm Bill to close.
At Commodity Classic as a whole, what do you hope to accomplish here, being out in front of everybody and all these growers and attendees?
You know, I think one of the biggest things we want to do is make sure that we bring wheat back up to where it has been in the past, and that we are the third largest commodity in the United States. We are in almost every state, grown in almost every state. And to just reestablish that dominance that I think has dwindled away just a little bit over the last couple of years. We've got a current president that will be leaving, Gordon Stoner, who's very vocal. We've got an incoming president, David Shem, from Kansas. I'm getting a little ahead of our nominating committee, but that's who we think our president will be. And then we have me as the new CEO. We know I like to talk. So I'm thinking between the three of us, we will definitely get wheat back to where it needs to be, and we will be carrying the water for a lot of farmers and get the things that we need done in this Farm Bill. So really raising wheat's voice is really our main goal here at Commodity Classic, stressing Farm Bill and trade.
Yeah, and I'll leave you with one last question talking about wheat's dominance. You know, Russia has come in as the top trader, or exporter, I should say, in wheat. Y'all nervous about that?
Well, you know, when it comes to yield and low price, if the Russian wheat is what you want, then that's where you need to go. But when it comes to quality, clearly the United States is where you want to go to. Also, we have, when it comes to harvesting cleaner wheat and better wheat, you know, the U.S. is still in the top five. I think as long as we stay in that top five producers, we'll be doing fine. The Black Sea continues to pick up its production, and you know it's something we're going to have to continue to look at. They're going to build up on their infrastructure, and at some point in time, they are going to start increasing their quality. So it's nothing to be ignored, but I think the United States is still in a very good spot, but we cannot turn a blind eye to it, just like corn and soy cannot turn a blind eye.